Any of the high school boys track seniors who are?
Gavin Legg.
Jack Runyon.
Logan Hoger.
Well, tell us a little bit about how the season's gone so far. I know it hasn't been easy because it's raining and cold outside. I haven't gotten as many meets as you'd like, but how do you think the season's going?
I think it's going pretty well. Personally, better than what I thought I would do. But, yeah, the weather's making a big impact on it.
I mean, we've had our ups and downs, different things, especially with the weather. I mean, different meets not performing to where we think we should be, but I think we're at a good spot for where we're at right now.
Weather-wise, we've definitely had some practices and some meets that were lackluster weather-wise, but then we've also had some really, really nice weather meets, and I believe as a team we've taken advantage of those good days.
Not having as many of those good days, like you mentioned, does that make it the meets more special? Does it make it different by any means? Talk about your feelings there.
It definitely adds a little bit of pressure, but mostly I would say excitement. You go into the meet knowing, hey, I can run faster than last meet when it was 20 mile an hour winds and 40 degrees. So it's definitely a different mindset going into it.
I would think that we've definitely had good meets at the same time that we've had good weather, and that's been a really strong part in me being able to run my best races at those times. And while I haven't felt like I've run off the charts by any means, I've ran my best meets when we've had the best competition. That's usually in the good weather, so.
Yeah, kind of what Logan said, like, when we go into a meet and have bad weather, if we have bad weather and we're practicing, those meets with the good weather, it just, you know you can do it, and then you kind of know how good you're going to do, and how you can do much better.
Well, individual goals this season for you, and we'll go on to the rest of the guys, but what did you have in mind for yourself this season?
I didn't really have any goals coming in, because I haven't done track since 8th grade, but kind of just coming out and having fun was mainly my first goal with it.
I would definitely say making Drake state and a personal barrier that I've been trying to break was going sub 2 in the 800. So
I would say my big goal would be to qualify for state and the 2 mile and hopefully the mile as well. And I think I'm well on my way to achieve those goals.
All right, well then, team goals. I don't know if you guys talked about that at all. I know this team obviously has high aspirations of competing on the Blue Oval. Tell us a little bit about team goals.
Team-wise, we've had we haven't had too many meets where we've had all our guys run the best events. We've had some days where we load up our sprint, some days we load up our distance. But when we put those two together, hopefully we can have a good conference meet and district meet to qualify kids for state and then compete well against our own conference.
I would say bottom line is win a conference championship. I mean, I don't think anything would mean more to everybody else to just go out there and get another one after last year, and for me as well, just because I wasn't able to contribute in the ways that I wanted to.
Yeah, kind of what Jack said, and then just getting as many kids to state as we can.
All right, well, talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to the rest of the season. I know some really fun meets. I already had the home meet, but a lot of good competition still out there.
Yeah, kind of just seeing new kids. That's exciting for me. Drake's going to be a big one, and then state.
I think just going forward is just do what I can do best for myself. I mean, you can't hold yourself to every meet because everything's got a different aspect to it, but overall just knowing that I can do my best each and every time I go out there.
It's exciting to me as the season progresses. Our training will go down in volume, so ultimately hopefully we'll have some better performances, and that's all. It's fun to run fast, so that's gonna be a fun thing to do.
All right, well, senior year is almost over. What are your plans for after graduation?
I'm going to go to Loras College and study mechanical engineering, and then I'm going to be a part of their cross country and track team as well.
I have not decided on a university, but I will be going to college, and I also have not decided on a major, so.
I'll be going to Kirkwood for business administration, and then hopefully playing baseball.